Ready, ready, ready. Bow, bow, bow. Bow. Okay. We're back, world. Okay, so everybody loved Ian, and now he won't put his freaking microphone on. They did. They loved him. I think they were shocked that he actually talked or whatever. Today is a scorcher, people. We're hot. We're tired.
It's very hot.
We did a lesson. I did lessons. It's Sunday. It's my day off. I did 3 lessons, and then I did a group lesson. We set up a bounce house. It kicked my ass.
Oh, my God.
That bounce house is so big, it just beats me up. It's so embarrassing.
You have to set it up every weekend, too, right?
Yeah. Well, that's we insane. Book it out, and that's then, insane. Yeah, we set it up because we have the party rental business. So it kicked my butt. Ian's playing with the microphone
right now.
You should have told Ian. I don't know if we have any ice. We have no.
No.
We're going to make them next week. And it's windy, and Ian's having a fit because he's Mr. Perfectionist, and he doesn't want you guys to hear the wind, but whatever.
It is okay. What it is. We need the wind.
So Jen is back, from Texas. I don't feel like you did anything truly Texan. You didn't eat out of the shack, like I told you.
Yeah, so we went for that wedding, and like I said, like, the people who we went to go get married, they had something, like, planned every day. So we were doing stuff every day. We went to a birthday party. We went on the lake on a pontoon.
Ew. I would have been like, no, I'm not going. I'm doing my own thing. I'm rude. That's why I don't have any friends.
No, it was fun, though. I was disappointed because there was a lot of places I wanted to check out, especially for food, because I'm a huge foodie. And Galveston Beach is disgusting. I don't know if anyone here has been to Galveston.
I love Galveston. How
it's
is
so
it
dirty.
Gross?
It's
How?
So dirty. I think I found a shark tooth, but it also kind of looked like a crackhead tooth.
I feel like you went to the wrong part of Galveston.
No, it's
I
muddy.
I loved Galveston. Well, it's the Gulf. It's not It's not like the ocean.
Yeah, it was warm, though. Oh, my God. All the water in Texas is like bath water.
Yeah.
Like, there's no refreshing water in Texas.
Well, because it's like the Gulf. It's not...
But even in the lakes. When we were on the pontoon in the lake, the water, it was warm like someone had just peed in it the whole time.
See, I don't know. I wasn't like a big lake person when I'm down there because like the snakes can swim.
Ew.
So
I'm
not going in the lake. Like, the snakes can swim. It's not my thing. Ew. So... What else did we... Oh, Ian was on the episode. People loved him. They thought it was really interesting, like our dynamic and stuff. They really enjoyed it. Like 4 people were like, we like him. But that doesn't mean that no one missed Jen. Like 3 people were like, is Jen gone? And I was like, no, Jen is not gone. Listen to the episode and you will find out that she was in Texas.
Yeah, see, if you listen to the episodes, you'll know what's going
on. Yeah, you'll figure out what's going on in our
world
of craziness. So we did a lesson. It's literally so hot today. Absolute scorcher. We're looking forward to our next, oh my God, so August, we're literally showing every single weekend in August. I think I come home Sunday nights and I'm gone by Wednesday mornings.
Which is
crazy. All of August. So that's going to be exhausting. And we have horse camp. Like, we have like 3 parties through the end of July, like horse camp and then just so much stuff we're doing. It's just going to be exhausting.
And aren't you planning a Christmas party as well?
A Christmas festival. So we're doing like a whole little festival at the farm.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
It's a whole Christmas festival at the farm. So we still don't have approval for like the actual festival yet through the county, but we have time.
Because
it's going to be the first weekend in December. But like I'm a busy little bee like running
doing
around
lot.
Here.
Doing a lot.
But I'm going to tell these people. So I've never felt so bad my whole life, okay, in a lesson. I had a girl go down hard, hard, full on horse and girl fell down, ate shit. Jen saw the hole in the middle of my arena. It's like a 4-foot freaking crater at the canter. And it like brought up the whole topic of like, well, like at some point in time, you guys have to like learn how to ride these like hotter horses, right? Like you have to learn how to ride these hotter horses. I can't like baby you forever. And this girl, and I'm not even going to name her name because, like, that's just mean. But it makes me feel, whenever one of you girls, like, really comes off hard, if it wasn't, like, a freak thing. Like, when one of you girls comes off hard, like, due to, like, learning, it always makes me feel, like, bad. Like, a little guilty, right? Because I'm like, oh, I put you in that situation. And there you go. And you just died. You, like, fell off. Like, you came off. So... I, like, feel so guilty. But then at the same point in time, like, I can't feel guilty. Like, she managed all the steps, right? Like, she did all the steps well for months on end on an intermediate horse, right?
Yeah.
And her herself owns an advanced horse that she wanted. She had to have him. Like, she purchased him. So I'm trying to move her up to that advanced level so she can actually enjoy her horse comfortably,
yeah.
right? And she's been doing good. Like, I didn't rush her along. Like, she met all the steps, and I was like, oh, okay, we're good, and we're going to, like, go on to the next step. So she's ridden at, like, the next level for, like, what? I don't know, like, 4 or 5 weeks
so
now.
So what's considered the next level?
Like, an advanced rider is what I would consider.
Okay.
So, like, on a more advanced horse, like, a horse that you can't, that isn't doing the work for you. You
yeah.
have to, like, do the work,
yeah.
right? And that's the horse she purchased. She didn't come off on her horse. Listen to our wind chimes
that's
in the
so
wind.
Oh, we need more oh. wind chimes.
I'm like Pocahontas again in the wind. What is it? Can you see the colors? Isn't that the song on Pocahontas? You didn't watch Pocahontas?
Oh,
my
no
God.
Clue.
Whatever. Don't watch Pocahontas, and I loved it. But it is. The wolf cries at the moon, right?
Well, every time I see Bo run out in the pasture, I just think of Spirit.
Yeah, like,
just
go,
like free.
Go. Untamable, even though he's, like, the most tame thing in the world.
I know.
But, no, so she was on an advanced horse, but it was an advanced lesson horse, right,
yeah.
that she was on. But this horse is still hotter. And I'm really proud of, like, my horse because he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, she just lost the handle on it. Like, she just lost the handle on it. And, you know, I'm, like, yelling at, like, from one corner, like, bring him down, bring him down, bring him down. And it was just, like, kind of, like,
so did he get, like, too big or was she...
No. So what she's learning was driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how you girls drive the horses up into frame, right?
Yeah.
Up into frame, which is what you're learning right now. So it's kind of the same thing, except you're like a few steps behind her, right? So that's what you got to look forward to, eating dirt.
Eating dirt.
I'm kidding. So
I thought I was going to eat dirt today without the stirrup. You're like, put the stirrup back in while you're still riding. And I'm like, wait.
Listen, you girls should not have to stop to put your feet back in the stirrups. We do stirrup work all the time. If your foot comes out, you should be able to pick it up and put it back in. I'm picky on that. Because, like, if that happens at a show, you cannot just be like, I'm going to stop and put my stirrup back in.
Yeah.
You either got to ride it or quit. I'm getting bit by a fly. But anyway. So... where was I? Oh, so she's learning how to canter, right? And she's learning how to drive a horse up into the bridle, but also learning how to soften her seat, right?
Because, mm-hmm.
like, that's super important because you're coming around a corner or you got to pass somebody or you got to do something, and you've got to soften your seat to slow the horse down. Because I hate when people are on their horses' mouths, right? Their mouths
yeah.
are not the brakes. Like, stop that. Like, stop ripping back and being like, oh, and ripping their friggin' mouths out. Like, that's not what that's for. Stop your body. Stop the movement, right? Like,
yeah.
that's, like, to me, that's horse 101.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
you don't, when you want to walk, you should be pushing that horse up into the bridle. So, yeah, like, you can have contact on their face. I'm not saying you should have, like, a big drape in your rein all the time. Like, you can have a big drape in your rein if you want, but you can have contact on their face, but you shouldn't be just hauling back. That shouldn't be your only form of steering, and that shouldn't be your only form of, like, stopping or moving,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's just like the basics. When you want to move faster, you post faster, right? You post harder, right? You are supposed to set the pace with your post. And maybe people don't know this. I don't know.
I mean, anyone who does, like, dressage or anything like that should definitely...
You
no,
would assume, right?
That's how you do it.
You're supposed to engage them with your seat. Your seat is like the gas pedal, right?
Yeah.
And the motor is the horse's ass, not your horse's shoulders. Your horse's
yeah.
ass is where the motor comes from, right? The propulsion and everything should come from behind and move you forward. They should move up into the bridle. So it should feel like you're riding uphill, right? Like the butt should be down and collected and in, and the horse should be riding uphill into your hands,
yeah.
right? Not
up and into you.
Yeah,
not shoulders
just, like,
crossed.
Pulling back and trying to, like, rein them in. Like, that is not correct. At least not in my book. Maybe somebody else. They're like, yeah, that's how you do
they're
it.
They're like, okay.
But I'm not riding like a wahoo. Like, yahoo. Like, I am not on the range cowboy. Okay, we're in a show pen. We're in like a little ring. And they need to be collected. And you need to know your strides. And you need to know how to lengthen that stride. And how to shorten that stride. And all that kind of stuff. So that's what she's learning. Mm-hmm. Well, she's damn good at extending that stride, right? She could drive that bastard right out of the ring. Like, that horse can get the biggest stride in the world because she can drive like nobody else. But she doesn't know how to, once she moves them up into that heavy drive, which would be an extension or hand gallop, right? She doesn't know how to back it off. She doesn't know how to, like, soften her seat. So that's what we were working on.
Yeah.
Well, she's coming around the corner. Well, before this, she's coming down the rail, and I'm like, and you know me, when I'm in the ring, I'm yelling.
And you're realizing that she's kind of lost control.
I'm realizing,
point.
Like, we're in muscle failure, like, rider-wise.
Muscle failure.
Well, that's what it is. Your muscles fail, right? Like, you're tired, you're exhausted. Like, that happened to you today. You're like, I'm shaking, and I'm going to fucking throw up. That's muscle failure,
I know,
okay?
I was literally shaking.
Like, that's literal muscle failure. You can't continue anymore, right? The muscle is dead. There's no more.
But I also can't, like, keep driving once, like, my muscles are failed like that.
Well, somehow she gets in the rhythm, right? She gets in the rhythm, and and the core control fails, right? We have no more core control to drive up this horse. The muscle fails, right? It's engaged. Muscle failure doesn't always mean, at least to me, when I use the term, muscle failure doesn't mean that your muscles still aren't engaged, right?
Okay, yeah.
It just means that we don't have the strength to pull our core or our muscles or our seat out of the movement they're currently in.
Yeah.
Because that takes strength.
That's like going from the canter to the trot.
Exactly. Your down thing. Transition, right?
Yeah.
So that is a series. To me, that is harder. It's easy for me to, like, drive a horse up, right? And get them in that movement and keep driving, right? And keep driving them along because they're already there. So I'm just continuing the pattern. I'm continuing the stride. I'm continuing. So that's, like, easy for me. But then when you want to slow them down and you've got to break yourself, right? You've got to break yourself from having that big push and going into, like, a little stride. That's really difficult.
Yeah.
And some people can't even, like, when she started, she's like, I can't even fathom even being able to do that, right? She's like, I just thought you just drove them up into the canter all the time. And that's fine maybe with the way her old horse was trained. But on these big moving Morgans, you keep driving, they're going to keep giving.
Yep.
And I promise you, like, you're going to be the one to lose, which is, like, what happened, right? Like, you're going to be the one to lose because they'll keep giving. They'll keep extending that stride. They'll keep getting bigger. They'll keep getting bigger in the canter. And then all of a sudden, either they blow up or they fall down. Like, one or the other, right? And that's, like, legitimately what happened. That's, like, honest to God, exactly what happened. Like, she's driving them up, and I'm like, telling her, like, stop driving, like, slow your seat, control your seat, rein back, like, half halt, like, relax, like, in the seat and stuff.
Are you yelling, outside rain, like you do it?
Yeah, like, outside rain. Outside rain. Like, I'm trying to get her to at least, like, break him down. Like, at least the least we could do is break him down. But this is where I have my regret as a trainer, right? Because she took a nasty spill. Like, it wasn't like, okay, easy. Like, she ate 4 feet with her head and shoulder. Like, ass over tea kettle. Like, skied through my arena. Like, not fun.
Ugh.
Not something any trainer wants to see. Like, it was a hard, hard hit. Like, it was a hard hit. It was not like, oops, she just fell off. Like, this was, like, bang. Like,
well, she came off of, like, a fully galloping horse, too.
Hard. Like, hard. And literally what happened is, like, exactly what we were working on today. As she's coming around the corner, the horse is in a huge hand gallop. I'm hollering, like, back off, back off, back off. She fell to the inside, right? She fell out to the inside,
her.
And he just, boom, left her. And he left her in the dust. Because you move to the inside, they're going to move away from that pressure. At least my horses are. They're going to move away from your pressure. You leaned inside, he moved outside, and you went down. You ate dirt hardcore, like head, like whole helmet full of dust and stuff. And see, now this is where I feel bad as a trainer. I feel as though I should have, when I saw it getting out of control, which it's not like she was out of control 3 or 4 times around the ring. It was literally maybe a 20-foot span, so maybe like 6 or 7 strides. I feel like I should have said, like, emergency circle. right? Emergency yeah. circle. Because, like, at this point, you're not getting it. But me being the perfectionist I am, and her, and knowing her ride,
I thought that she could hold through it.
Yes. I have seen her lose it, right? Lose it, and then be able to, like, get it back.
Yeah.
And I thought that this was going to be one of those times. And it was not one of those times.
Oh, no.
And then it brings me to my other part of why I feel like such a bad trainer. Is once I know, like, you're alive and nothing's broken, I begin to just laugh. Because I have no...
But, like, I feel like if you laugh it off, then it's not as, like, traumatic.
To me, it's not that big of a deal. Where, to her, it probably is a huge deal, right?
Yeah.
And she didn't get mad at me. Like, she just laughed. Like, and I'm mean. I feel like I've got to learn to not be so mean because some people are sensitive. And, like, the first thing I said to her is, I'm going to make her a cup. Well, not, like, the first thing, but after I knew she was fine. I'm like, I'm going to make you a cup, that elite cup that I make. I'm like, I'm going to make you an elite cup, and it's going to say captain because you went down with the ship. Like, you just rode it right down to the ground. Like, she rode it hard all
the way
down.
Yeah, because Axel fell with her, didn't he?
He went down. Yeah, he went down with her. And it's just like... I probably shouldn't have said that. Like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. But, like, she didn't react to it. She thought it was funny. She laughed. And then this morning when she walked in, because this happened Friday, and I didn't see her Saturday, and now I've seen her today, and she walked in this morning, and she was, like, cracking up laughing, and she's like, where's my cup? So, obviously, it didn't faze her, right?
Yeah.
It obviously didn't faze her. But to me, it's just, like, I say things, and then I realize, okay, maybe I shouldn't say that, because, like, I get hurt. Like, severely hurt, broken bones. And I'm just, like, out here the next day. Like, mm-hmm. I've had surgery, and the next day I'm out here. I mean, I did how much on a shattered foot? No one even knew it was, like, shattered.
Exactly.
Because, like, that's just me, though. But, like, not everybody is going to be that way. So maybe I got to, like, tone it down a bit. Maybe that's where people say I'm mean.
I mean, that's, like, how it is with horses, though. Like, there's always that inherent
Like, you're going to fall off.
Yeah.
It's not even, like... It's not even like, oh, am I going to fall off? You're going to fall off. If you're not pushing your limits, then fine, maybe you won't fall off.
Yeah.
But, like, she's trying to do something that's, like, seriously difficult. She's trying to go from, like, a cute little super quiet walk-trot horse, right? And she's not old. Like, she's not old at all. She's, like, in her 50s.
Yeah.
But she's trying to go from what? She's not in her 50s? How old do you think she is?
Like, early
40s. Nuh-uh. Uh-oh. Here I'm mean.
No.
I'm getting old. I'm in my 30s, so I think everybody's got to be 20 years older than
me. Just older. Or younger.
Or super young. Like, I'm like, you're either 18 or you're 50. There's no
18
one,
or 50.
There's no one in this world that's my age. Like,
nope.
That's just how I feel. I don't know why.
Teen.
Okay, so she's, like, in her 40s. Okay, so she is young, right? Relatively.
Yeah, that's young.
And so she's trying to do something very difficult because she owned the same horse for... I think she's had 18 or 19 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So now she bought this really high-end, super beautiful hunter. And then the other part comes in where, like, I feel bad because, like, I picked the horse and I bought... She can handle him. So, like,
yeah.
No one come for me and be like, you bought what you wanted. Because you know what? Yeah, I did. But I also bought... I bought what I wanted, what I thought would win, what I thought could take her to Oklahoma. But I also bought something that has a brain. Like, he's not brainless.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to kill her. But she needs to ride, learn how to ride that horse, or, you know, you're going to eat some more dirt. I don't know what else to say.
That's
either you learn to ride or you don't. But then there's also the other flip side of the coin where if she really does decide she doesn't want to do this, which she's not. So, like, I don't even know why I bring it up. But if, say, like, 5 years goes by and she can't ride this horse, which I know is not true because she is learning.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
she's steadily advancing.
She's gotten way better with the horse.
Oh, yeah. She's steadily advancing. Like, this was just, like, a one-time, like, fluke thing, I hope. Watch. Now she'll come off, like, every week. But it is, as a trainer, it takes a hit to my confidence, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, my friggin' person fell off.
Maybe she wasn't ready. You, like, start doubting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to the wind, people. Pocahontas moment. Listen to it. It's great. The flag's going. America flag.
America. It's almost the 4th.
It is. I hate the 4th of July.
I don't understand why you keep saying that.
Because I have to deal with so many horses, like, freaking out. Well, that's not true. Last year, the whole barn was fine and quiet, and people were blowing off fireworks all over, and they were fine. But then 2 weeks later, after 4th of July, my asshole neighbor... decides they're just going to blow off fireworks on a friggin' Thursday night. Big, huge, up-in-the-air fireworks on a Thursday night. And I had the horses out at night because usually when you live next to a horse farm, you're decent enough to be like, oh, like I'm going to blow off fireworks, right?
Yeah.
And this is 2 weeks after the 4th of July. This wasn't even like around it.
That's what I noticed. People always blow off fireworks like the whole like end of June to like all of July.
Yeah.
Like
terrible. Why? Terrible. And I've lived here for like 4 years now. And this was last year, so I had already been here for 2 years, and no one's ever done fireworks around me, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they're safe to go out and spend the night outside. Doesn't this asshole start blowing off fireworks? I get the horses that are freaking out in, like, we're running them in, right? And then they start blowing off some big ones. And Belle, who's right there, she's outside right now looking at us, she friggin' ends up going through a fence, and we thought she shattered her entire friggin' leg. Literally seven months of stall rest for that poor horse because they're blowing off fireworks.
Now, did you say something to the neighbors?
Oh, my God.
I feel like you definitely did.
I never told you this story?
I don't think so.
About Belle and her leg, and she was on... We thought we were going to lose her. She was bleeding from her neck and her leg.
Oh, my God, no.
She ran straight... See this fence right here? This wire... It's not slick wire, but see how it's like the white-coated wire?
Yeah.
We'll see above it how it has the electric wire.
Yeah.
Well, there's like three electric wires in between the white coated wires, and she went right through it. It sliced her whole like neck open. It sliced her whole.
God.
If you look at her back leg, her whole back leg is all cut up. Her ass, like the one side of her butt, is like all cut up. And she was the last one. Her and Gypsy were the last two we had to get in. Gypsy doesn't care about fireworks.
Yeah.
But she was freaking. And I had only had her for, I think, not even 2 months at that time.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had only had her for 2 months. But. So I went over there, pajamas, no bra and all, because this was, like, late. This was, like, midnight. So they didn't even start blowing them off when it got dark. They waited till like, midnight on a Thursday.
Oh, my God. That's so inconsiderate.
And they had, like, music blaring, and I, like, ran over there, and I went crazy, and I was hammering on their car because they wouldn't look at me. They were still blowing them off as I was up there, and I had got her in the barn. And I went over there screaming at the top of my lungs, like, you just fucking killed my horse. Like, I was, like, freaking out. Like, you killed my horse, because I thought for sure she was non-weight bearing on it for 3 months. Non-weight bearing on it. The vet had like casted it up. It was so swollen and so just mutilated, we weren't even sure. Like, we didn't even get answers for like a whole week on if it was like broke, if it, like, we got nothing. We didn't know if she'd ever be sound again. We didn't know anything.
Wow.
Because it was so huge, right? And so I was, like, screaming at them, like, you just killed my horse. Because I genuinely thought, like, she was bleeding from her neck. We had called the vet. Ian had, like, pressure on it. Like, her leg looked like it was hanging by a thread. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you look at her leg, it's gnarly. It's, like, terrible. If one
now,
of these
is
days,
she sound now?
Yeah. Yeah, she made, like, a full recovery. But let me tell you the bill it costed me.
Ugh.
And they didn't pay any of it. Because we called the police 3 times. And the police are like, we can't do anything about it. Because fireworks
insane.
Are legal. But technically, airborne fireworks aren't legal. Just like the little sparklers are.
Yeah.
And I even told the lady. I said, she's like, it's my yard. I can do fireworks. I said, it's not about if you can do fireworks or not. I don't care if you do fireworks. At least have the decency to call the number on the sign that faces her house. She's literally
right.
across the street
and
from
me.
And
be like, hey, we're going to do this.
I'm going to have a party tonight and we might have fireworks. Is that okay? Do you know what she told me when I told her that? She goes, well, how was I supposed to call you? I was in the house comforting my dogs because her dogs are afraid of fireworks.
That's terrible.
So if your dogs are afraid of fireworks.
Why would you subject your animals to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was in the house holding my dogs. She has 2 wiener dogs. I was in the house holding my dogs because they're afraid of fireworks.
My horse is out here, like, bleeding out.
But meanwhile, my horse is, like, half dead in a stall. Yeah, oh, my God. It was not a nice situation. I freaked out. I absolutely freaked out. The guy ended up leaving. Like, the guy that was blowing the fireworks off, he ended up leaving because I told him, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, I even went across the road and I said to lady, I want his name. I want his phone number. I want where he works. I want all of his information because I am going to get, like, I am going to get him. Like, I'm going to get him one way or another, right?
Yeah.
She wouldn't give it to me. Well, don't I do my Facebook stalking, right? Like a crazy person. I found him. I found where he worked. I found his family. I knew exactly who he was. I called his job, everything. I was a total Karen. I found every ounce of information on this guy. I know everything, even down to his freaking birthday.
Well, I would have freaked out, too. I mean, yep. You'd spend all that money on
and
that
And then
horse.
He's like, oh, I don't have any money. I can't, like, he's like, I can't do anything. I don't have any money. And I should have sued him, but, like, I don't think I would have won because fireworks are legal. Not projectile ones, but the police were like, oh, you can't prove that they were, like,
that's
up
ridiculous.
In the air.
Started burning everything right away.
Yeah, and they started burning everything right away. Just scumbags. Scumbags. So didn't even offer, didn't never even once asked how the horse was.
It's terrible.
Never once. Like, just, oh. So that's why I hate the 4th of July. I love our nation, but I hate the 4th of July because of, it's just.
Irresponsible people.
Yeah. And, like, of course, all my horses will be in. Like, they'll all be in. And we'll have, like, the radios going. So I don't think they'll care.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't think they'll care. But then I have Frank, who, did I have him last year? Yeah, he didn't care. Because he hates thunderstorms.
Well, I wonder how Lannister and Varys are going to be, too, because they're new. And Moose.
Yeah, I've got so many new ones.
Yeah.
Moose. Isn't really it. No, it's, I think it's the, because we have the gun club right behind us.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're used to the popping off sound, like the boom. Because, like, yeah, the guns make that noise. So I feel like it's just the color, so I just have to make sure they're all in.
Yeah. You think the color freaks them out.
Yeah, I think. The flash? I don't know for sure. They'd never be war horses, that's for sure. They wouldn't be delivering anything to the front lines.
Nope, they wouldn't make it.
Although Frank can't even be out in a thunderstorm. He starts having a panic attack. So he would have never, never, a raindrop hits him and he's just about ready to melt and die.
He's like, I can't do this.
This little chair I'm in, it's squeaking. Guys, you can't see this, but I'm in the littlest, bunkiest chair you'd ever see in your life. It's like, I look like a little kid. The microphone even has to be pointed down.
It's at my forehead.
I know. Where'd my good chair go?
I might be seeing
that. Oh, we took it in the back of the truck. Oh, damn it. No. I don't know. So, yeah. So, that's my week. It's just been a wild, crazy week. We had somebody eat dirt. I feel so guilty. I'm going to feel guilty about that.
Now, did she get back on after she fell? Ooh.
No. I mean, she couldn't. I thought for sure her collarbone was broke.
Because,
like, she'd move her arm. And it would, like, pop, and then she'd be like, yeah, I can move it all the way. And then she'd move it back down, it'd pop, and then she's like, I can't move it anymore.
Ooh.
But she went to the MAC Center, and they just said it was sprained, that she's just all sprained.
Ouch.
But I think doesn't a sprain hurt worse than a break?
I don't know. I've never sprained or broken anything.
Oh, my God. You came to the wrong place. I've broken and sprained everything. I'm broken and sprained right now. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. But, like, it's just terrible. Look at them fighting in the run-in shed.
Are they fighting?
They're such mares. Look at them. They're out there fighting in the run-in shed.
Oh, yeah. They're
such
wicked
bitches. We are so excited. So we got gifts. I didn't even get to tell you this. I was away at my brother's graduation, and the FedEx company comes down the driveway, and we got a bunch of gifts from companies that possibly want to sponsor us.
Really?
So, yeah, I messaged them, and I called them, and we're, like, in talks with them. So we're going to figure this out. Poor Jen. She's not in
the
loop on anything because she was just gone, so I took the reins on that one.
I just show up.
She just shows up, records. She's sweating so bad, and she's got to go to a dinner. She's having somebody bring her swimsuit so she could hop in the pond.
My boyfriend, yeah, I'm gonna hop in the pond.
Matt, she's gonna hop
me
in the pond
dogs
to cool off.
Me and the dogs.
So that's our week. We're literally fitting one entire horse show schedule, which this is such a bad idea. This is like why if a trainer is listening to this, they're gonna be like, she's a moron. Like, don't listen to her. We're fitting an entire show season into 2 months.
Why, like, now why is it, like, so condensed?
Because, like, we had set our schedule, right? And then stupid COVID canceled 3 of our horror shows. So usually we show one show a month from May, June, July, August, September, and October. 6 shows, right?
Yep.
We usually show one show a month. Well, our first 3 horror shows, I believe, got canceled.
Yep.
Okay? So we didn't get to go to that. Then last month we had the opportunity to go to a horse show, and my freaking little brother had to graduate high school on the day that one of the days of the horse show. So we couldn't go to that one because my dad insisted that I be at his graduation.
Had to be there.
Had to be there. Life changing moment, right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it was, so I can't complain. So we didn't get to go to that one. So now we will be showing the first weekend in August, all of August, and then all of September. Pretty much.
Holy crap.
Except for 1 week in September.
No.
So for Ian's birthday, we'll be gone.
Are these like the regional shows, or are these just the...
No, they're the regional, like the A-rated shows. Yeah.
Wow.
And then regionals is the last one. We end off with regionals.
Wow.
So I don't know if this is a good idea, because like all my horses are going to be tired going into regionals, which that's why I know if somebody's listening to this, they're going to be like, gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha.
Like, ha ha, you'll be fine. Like, we're going to crush you. So I guess if we don't do well... It's not even poor planning. We got screwed.
Yeah.
We got screwed on a show season. No one else seems to be talking about this issue, though, except for me. Maybe they all plan better. I don't know.
Or maybe they're worried about talking about it.
Maybe. I got told that I shouldn't have done our episode on judging. Remember?
Yeah.
They're like, you're never going to get pinned again. I'm like, we'll see.
We'll see.
So maybe if I don't get pinned, I can blame it on that episode and not on the fact that I just suck.
Not the fact that you can't ride. But
I'll just be like, oh, my girls can't ride. My horse can't ride. But it's all because of this I talked about this episode.
So
this
actually, I'm a winner.
I'm really a winner. What do they call it? Sour grapes? Was that what they were calling it when you don't win and you're mad about it? Sour grapes? That's sour what it's going to be. It's not sour grapes, people. Oh, I don't know. That's my week. I'm tired. We're hot.
We are hot.
I ended up dumping somebody, but like, it's so upsetting. I feel
Yeah, but that's like how it goes though. Like, especially if you're going to be running an advanced level, like that's not going to be the last time that she's going to fall.
I just wish me, like as a trainer and as an individual, I wasn't like so like sad about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, why do I... No, I shouldn't say, why do I care? Like, I mean, that sounds so evil. Like, why do I care? But, like, I fall off. Like, we all fall off. Yeah. It is what it is. Poor Andrea is the queen of falling off.
I know. She was talking about... She's like, yeah, I'm used to it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Not anymore. She's really good now. But when she was learning how to ride... Like, it's this exact step. Maybe I'm not good at teaching this exact step.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I need to look into... myself, like
when you get to this point,
internalize, like, am I not good about getting them to the next level? But that's, I don't feel like that's true, because I have so many girls at this level that are fantastic now at the advanced level.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just a hard level to get to.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like you're on the babysitter horses from, like, okay, a beginner, they don't like step out of line at all, they do all the work for you. Like, lucky he listens to me.
Yeah.
Like, lucky, I'll stand in the middle of the arena and be like, trot, and off he'll trot. And then I'll be like, canter, and off he'll canter.
Well, that's what Bo was doing today.
Yeah, he's starting to get to be like, I'm just going to listen to my mom.
Yeah.
My mom knows what to do with me. Yeah. I'm just going to listen to my mom. But, like, Bo is what I consider intermediate, right? So, like, he's listening to me, but not, like, fully. Like, he'll come off the rail if you want him to and stuff like that. Like, lucky is, like, glued. When a little kid is on him, he is glued to the rail, and he's not going to move.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm supposed to stick to the rail, and this is what I'm supposed to do. And then once you get to be a little more advanced, you can move him all over the place.
Yeah.
But, like, so I feel like those two divisions, right? Like, those horses are taking care of you. And then you get to be intermediate going into advanced, and it's like that horse, in order to be an advanced rider, you need to have a horse who's not making it harder for you, but also not doing it for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And, like, Axe is the perfect horse to do that.
Yeah. Well, like, Axe kind of babied me when I first started riding him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he babies her, too.
Yeah.
But, like, if you ask for it, he's going to give it to you. Because, like, it was the same with you. If you asked for it, he'd give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd be like, okay.
His parts were terrifying.
Like, hold on. Here we go. Let's go.
He'd pick up his whole body.
Well, yeah. He's, like, he's a Morgan, and he's that, what do they bitch at all of us all the time? He's a saddle seat hunter. He's a saddle seat hunter. You know what? Kiss my ass. He's fun. You don't like it? Go ride your flat-kneed horses somewhere else. I like my saddle seat hunters. But that's what he is. So when he goes up into that depart, he sits back, right? He gets underneath himself, and he pushes off, and he canters. So you've got to get used to that. I guess you could call it like a launch. Like, he's not rearing into it.
See, that's the biggest thing that I like that scared me with Axe. Like, if he didn't do that big depart, I feel like I'd still be riding him. But it was that big depart where I was like, oh, no, I cannot do this.
Yeah, so the reason why you're not still on Axel is not because you couldn't handle Axel, but it's because you wanted to lease. And I didn't feel comfortable. Like, you don't want to lease a horse and have to have me out there 24-7.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to be out there 24-7. Yeah. Like, I don't want to hold your hand all fucking day. Like, that's not, like, what I want to do. So that's why you lease Bo. But I don't ever believe that you're not on Axel because you couldn't handle Axel.
I don't know.
I do feel like there were situations that I needed to be out there to diffuse the situation or to explain to you what was going to happen, right?
Yeah, because I feel like he was just, for, like, the point that I'm at now, maybe in, like, a year or so, I would be, like, totally comfortable. But I think it was just too far out of my comfort zone for me to be there by myself.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because in lessons, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
in lessons, it was great. Well, no, it was pretty. You rode it. I mean, you would still, like, shit your pants a little bit, but it was good. So we gave you an intermediate horse instead of an advanced horse.
Yeah.
Because I would never lease out an advanced horse unless I knew for sure that was something somebody could, like, handle, right? Yeah. But, like, as far as she goes, she can ride an advanced horse. Like, she can. Like, I wouldn't have let her purchase an advanced horse. I feel like it's all mental.
Yeah.
But then as a horse trainer, I look at it as you're going to have to take those spills to learn. If you're not going to fix it just from me saying it, right? Like, I'm telling you what to do on the ground. Like, in that situation, I'm telling you what to do on the ground. And if you're not going to do or you can't do what I'm telling you to do, then maybe you need to go and take a tumble to be like, oh, shit, I got to listen.
I really got to sit on the outside.
I really have to sit on the outside or I'm going to eat dirt.
Well, maybe that's good that I'm learning that now then. So then when I get to that level, I'm going to be on the outside.
But listen, she learned that also.
Oh, no.
She learned that also. I am very confident in myself as a trainer that I didn't move her up before her time. That I have no worry about. No part of me feels guilty for like, oh, God, did I move her up before her time? No, because we spent 6 months executing the same transitions over and over and over in all different scenarios, in group scenarios, in singular scenarios, in circles, in serpentines, in anything you could, like in tight spots, in long spots, on the rail, on the corners. Like I had her teaching how to frame up correctly, how to sit correctly, and she would do it every time. And she's ridden Axe probably 6 or 7 lessons now, and each time she's had no problem.
Yeah.
I feel like what happens is you get relaxed, right? After a certain point, you might get relaxed in being like, oh, I can do this. And then maybe you stop listening and then you realize, oh, shit, I'm not listening and I can't get myself out of this and I've created a mess and now I'm going to fall off and eat dirt. Yep. Right? So, I mean, but I also don't know if that's what happened. I feel like it was muscle failure. Yeah. The only thing I feel a little bit guilty about as an instructor is maybe I should have had her bring him down when I saw it getting, like, tight, right? But if I have her bring her down, have her bring the horse down every single time, it gets a little, it was never out of control.
Yeah.
Like he was well within control, but he was at a little bit more of a hand gallop instead of a canter. But it wasn't like he was running away with her because, well, you've ridden Axe. He doesn't run away.
No, he doesn't.
He gets big.
He's definitely in your pocket. Like if you need him to break down, he's there for you, which is why like I started to get more comfortable. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, like if she would have pulled back and said, he would have stopped dead.
Yeah.
But, like, she's riding him up into this canter, and she felt comfortable, and he felt comfortable.
So she just got so in the rhythm.
That she couldn't get herself out of it. So that's where, as an instructor or as a trainer, I feel like I just have to let my people, like, learn their own lessons, right? Because that's how I learned. Like, I learned my own lesson. I know, I hit the table. Ian's giving me googly eyes. But, like, I had to learn my own lessons, right? Like, and as an instructor, I'm telling you what to do, but you're not doing it. So it's not like I just sat there and was like silent on my phone and let her just eat dirt. Like, that's not like what happened. You know how loud I am out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like yelling, like, stop driving, pick up. And like,
I can also tell like when you get like, I don't want to say like nervous, but like when you can like.
Like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, they're gone. Like, no.
Like, you got, like, a little, like, your tone changed a little bit when my foot was out of the stirrup. Like, you seemed like you were, like, a little unsure of what was going to happen.
Well, because when you, especially you, for some odd reason, when you lose your stirrup, you get this look on your face. Even if you're not panicked, you get this look on your face like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
I get really serious. Like, my face is like, always, like, so serious.
No. Like, but then what always gets me to, like, to yell, to be like, get that stirrup or get this or get that, is because I'm trying to, like, snap you guys out of it. Yeah. Right? Because you... that wasn't me. That was Jen.
I'm sorry, I'm thirsty.
Crinkling her water. What happens to you? What happens to Amber? This does not happen to Andrea. Andrea has mastered this with me.
She's poker-faced.
She is. But what happens with you and Amber, especially a lot, is you guys will get going, right? And we'll say push you out of your comfort zone a little bit, but it's something I know you can handle. Like you losing your stirrup. You can handle that. Like, you're fine. Like, you ride off your seat and off your knees. You don't need stirrups. Like, we've worked on no stirrups, right? We've worked on that. But when you lose it suddenly, right, you and Amber both have this, like, split, like,
oh,
three
shit.
strides, where it's like we just stop thinking and we stop riding and we go into, like, survival mode and we're like, we're going to die and this is it. So I feel like my voice changes not because, like, I'm scared, but because, like, I'm trying to, like, snap you out of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't say, like, oh, my God, ho, stop. Like, I didn't, like, freak out. I'm like, get your fucking stop. Like, what are you doing? And I got more mad that you brought him down to get your stirrup than yeah. I did. So I don't feel like I panic, like, in a way of, like, oh, my God, stop your horse. I feel like I get louder to make you guys, like, snap out of it. And it works most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just start screaming.
I mean, in the trot, I lose... I don't do it as much, like, as often anymore, but when I lose my stirrup, I could pick it back up in the trot, but I never lost it, like, in the canter before, like,
yeah.
that bad. Like, I've lost it a little bit before and caught it, but it was, like, fully just, like...
It just, like, flung right
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was flinging around us.
But, see, the thing that I, like, that I see there is, like, your seat didn't change. So, like, yeah, you lost your stirrup, but, like, your seat didn't change, so just keep riding and put your foot back.
Yeah.
But, like, you and Amber both do that thing where just for, like, a split three strides, you guys just, like, shit your pants and can't ride, and then your ass starts going everywhere, and I'm like, no! Like,
stop
that's
it.
When you're gonna fall off. It's like when...
When you panic, when you get in your head.
Yeah, because, like, you had lost your stirrup for, like, four strides, and you
and
were
I
so
was okay.
focused on getting it back at first that, like, nothing changed. Like, he didn't speed up. Like, nothing changed. But the second you started thinking about, like, oh, my God, my foot's not in this stirrup, that's when everything started to, like, change.
Yep.
And he, like... Bo is so good, he just broke down. Like, he's just like, okay, I'll just trot. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, with this one that came off, this is, like, different. Like, when she's coming around, my tone changed because I'm like, she's going to lose it. Like, she's going to come off. Like, she's, that's, like, you could see it for, like, the last two strides. And I was yelling, like, bring him down, bring him down, bring him down in those last two or three strides.
Now, if she would have done an emergency circle since she was already so leaned in,
I feel like
she would have still fallen.
See, like, that's the thing as an instructor. Like, I don't know. As a trainer, as an instructor, this is where I second guess myself, right?
Yeah.
As a trainer, if that horse was with me, I would have just slowed my seat down and we wouldn't have had a single problem. It would have never escalated to that point where he was in a hand gallop rather than a regular canter.
Yeah.
Right?
You
it would have never escalated.
Brought him back down to, like, a
so
little...
That's where I feel as a trainer I am better. Right? Like, as a horse trainer, that's my strong suit, because that whole situation would have never happened to me. And if it would have, I could have brought the horse down and handled it myself. But as an instructor, that's where I beat myself up a little bit, because, like, did I make the right decision?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I made the right decision.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I talk to other instructors, they're like, you're just hard on yourself. Like, there is no, like, black and white. Right? In
Well, you kind of got to go by, like, the seat of your pants, you know? Like,
yeah.
Especially in that situation, if she was seven strides in where she lost control, I mean, that's 7 seconds to decide,
yeah.
like, what the best move
and
is.
And my thing is that she was never out of control.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she was never fully out of control, ever. Even down to the ground, she was never out of control. She was just in a hand gallop that she couldn't handle.
Yeah.
So maybe... The horse was never out of control. That's what I should say. The horse himself was never out of control. Her, to her abilities, she was out of her comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
But I have also, like I said in the beginning, I have also seen her go from that to slowing herself down and getting herself back. That's why I continued to push her until I realized, like, I pushed her for, like, maybe 4 strides. Of her being a little bit out of her comfort zone until I realized, like, she's not getting this back, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not coming back. She's in muscle failure. Like, it's not happening. Pull up, pull up, pull up. But she still didn't listen to that either because she was, like, in panic mode, I guess.
Yeah.
And
see, that's what I got to work on is I got to work on getting out of that, like, fight or flight response when I get nervous.
See, me and Andrea, we don't have that. We
yeah.
don't have that response.
See, I need to get rid of that because
we get to work instead of shutting down.
Yeah. Because I just, especially, like, in that stirrup situation, even though it was something so small, like, I go straight into, like panic mode. Not full-blown panic mode, but, like, panic.
But,
instead
like,
of,
I don't want to fall off. Like, I don't want to eat dirt today. Yeah.
Exactly. I need to, like, get that out of my head. Like, that's another... It's a lot of horseback riding, I feel like, is, like, a mental block more than it is. Like, obviously, yeah, like, you need your body, like, in tone and like going along with you, but like a lot of it is mental.
Yeah, you've got to think four steps ahead of what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Especially but also think situations. In the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's what makes mental. It that's what makes it so difficult. And you have to keep yourself calm. And in order, because like if you're holding your breath and trying to post, that creates like a hard seat. Like breathe through your post, people. This is my pet peeve, right? When I go and I watch a bunch of walk trotters and they're all sitting there with that cheesy ass ugly smile and they're not breathing and their trainer's telling them to smile instead of breathe. Like, no, you should be yelling at that kid to breathe and soften their seat. Like, why is this kid so worried about this stupid smile?
That's ridiculous.
Like, teach your kids to breathe through their post. Like, breathe. It creates such a softer seat, right? I'm giving away training tips on here. No, I don't care. That don't bother me. If that helps one little kid or one human, one person in general to breathe through your post, remember to breathe through your post. Balloons bounce, people. Balloons bounce. Bounce a balloon, right? If you're holding your breath, that's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Think of a limp noodle. You want to ride up there all loosey-goosey, okay? Like, that's how it's supposed to be. That's what I tell my kids. Limp noodle or slime. Slime's the best because they all love the slime. So you're just like, ride like your slime, ooey gooey. And then the equitation people are going to come for me. Like, oh, that's why your kids' heels suck. That's what I'm going to get next. And then I start picking on my kids.
People pick on everybody.
I don't care anymore. It is what it is. I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say, knock on wood, I haven't been picked on in a while, but I don't care.
It'll come.
I got called a weirdo.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
No, I got called a weirdo.
I don't believe you.
No, when I was in Texas, this girl that I went to like middle school with, she has like a huge problem with drugs, but she's always been like a jerk. Like she's always an addict. Yeah, she's an addict, but she's always been an asshole. Like since she was a little kid, she was like a bully, and like I was never friends with her. But I posted something, like she was friends on my Facebook, and I posted something about this shark tooth that I found in Galveston. I'm like, okay, I was joking, it's either a shark tooth or like a crackhead tooth. And she
offended her because she's a crackhead.
Well, pretty much that's what it was. It's like, I can't believe you would say that. That's so offensive, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well.
Don't do crack.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if the shoe fits, I mean.
Is it your tooth? That's what I would have said.
Yeah. Well, pretty much she's like, you've been a weirdo since high school. I'm like, first of all. We didn't even go to the same high school because you were a drug addict and you were in Father Baker Alternative School. So don't even say that I was a weirdo because you didn't even know me. And she shut up. But either way.
Did you tell her that? Did you say? Yeah. I missed you getting tough.
I'll show you the messages.
All right.
I was pretty nasty. So I don't want to get super nasty on here. But yeah, I pretty much put her in a place. I was like, listen, lady, don't call me a weirdo.
She backed off. See, I just got called a weirdo and I was worried about it.
Well, she tried to call my mom a drug addict. She's like, isn't your mother a drug addict? I'm like, my mom doesn't even drink. Like, don't come at my mom.
Leave my mom alone. Get off my mom.
No, I'm like crazy. Like, I don't care like if someone like calls me a weirdo or like makes fun of me or whatever. Like, I mean, first of all, doesn't even bother me. Yeah.
She's a crackhead.
She's a crackhead. So I don't care. But if you, like, say something bad about my mom, like, I feel like that's when I get, like, super vicious. Because, like, I just, like, my mom's, like, my closest person.
Well, your mom's your mom.
Yeah. That's my mom.
Like, you don't pick on somebody's mom. You leave their mom out of
it. Yeah, leave my mom.
Even if your mom was a drug addict.
I know. It's my mom. My dogs and my future kids don't talk about.
Poor Matt.
Matt can handle himself.
I don't think he can. I love Matt, but I don't think he can.
Matt's dating me because I'll tell the waitress that his mashed potatoes are wrong.
Right? Like, these aren't right.
He won't do it. But
I have to do it for Ian, too. Yep. Although, Ian got all fired up. So, I have eaten out, right? Keto's gone, people. I'm going to be fat forever. I don't care. But whatever. So, I've eaten out 5 times in the last, I don't know, maybe like 3 weeks. Not like anything crazy. Just like a burger here, a burger there. Every freaking time it's been wrong. I swear to God, morbidly wrong. Like
I hate
just
that.
Totally wrong. So Ian comes home, right? And I was supposed to get a cheeseburger with no pickle. How friggin' hard is that, right? Well, he gets these yucky little bacon hamburger cheeseburger things from Burger King, right? This is all I wanted. Free shout out to Burger King who messed up my order. Anyway. So
maybe Kylie made it.
That's what Ian said. Ian's like, you're all mad at me because Kylie, well, I have to finish the story, right? So Ian comes home with this food. I open it up. I'm like, my burger's not here. He's like, oh, are you kidding me? Because this is like five of that's been wrong in a row.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, no. He's like, I'm going back. I'm like, no, don't go back. I have a lesson. I'll eat this yucky ass cheeseburger. I was like throwing a fit. You know, like me being me.
Yep.
I was just throwing a fit. So I'm eating this yucky old cheeseburger with these hard little hunks of bacon on it. And I'm throwing a fit. And I'm like, huh? I wasn't pretending.
I wasn't gagging.
I would eat a bite and be like, this is friggin' disgusting. It was all bun.
keep eating it.
I was hungry. I was starving. So I'm like, I kept eating it. And I'm like, this tastes sour, like number one, because it had ketchup on it. I hate ketchup. And it was just like, it was just such a disaster. So I yelled at him. I'm like, because this is just what I do, right? And then I take it back. And it's not a good trait of mine. If you listen to Ian and I's last episode where Jen was on vacation, you'll hear the whole dynamic between us. It's literally the sausage incident in that episode all over again. It's literally the sausage incident all over again. But I start yelling at him because I'm like, if you didn't order these yucky ass cheeseburgers, they wouldn't have got my cheeseburger wrong. Like totally like a mind, like messed up, like mind, like puzzle that I'm putting together that makes absolutely no sense, right?
But it's Ian's fault.
Just to make Ian feel bad because I feel bad that I didn't get the right food.
Because you're hangry.
So somebody has to be angry with me, right? Yeah. So he's like, I'm going back. So I'm like, okay. So he goes in. He says to the lady, this cheeseburger's wrong. Now, mind you, I've eaten it. So, like, I've eaten the burger. So, like, you're not going to get your money back and you're not going to get a free cheeseburger. So he goes in and he's like, you made it wrong, yada, yada, yada. And he's, like, throwing a vent and he's like, this is what I want. And he got me, like, another cheeseburger. And he comes back and I'm still angry and mad and he's mad. And he, like, throws the cheeseburger onto the couch. And he's like, there's your right cheeseburger. I said, yeah, after I already ate the yucky one. Like, I already ate the yucky one. I'm not eating another one, right? And he looks at me. He's like, you can't eat two. I said, do you want me to be fat forever? We were like having the most bizarre Burger King fight ever, right? We're, like, screaming at each other for no reason. Bizarre Burger King fight. And then he's like, looks at me and he's like, you're mad at me because Kylie made your burger wrong. And we just like started instantly when he said that, we just started like cracking up. Like we could not help it. We just started like laughing. And moral of the story is the right cheeseburger is still in the fridge. This happened Thursday.
You better go eat it.
I'm not eating that thing.
Ew, Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to go bad. It's Burger King.
I'm not eating it.
It's all preservative.
I know, but I'm not going to eat it.
Feed it to a dog.
You think Aria would want it? Watch my dog throw up. It's going to be on you. It's going to be on you if she throws
I feed
up.
Every time I like drive through Easter, I feel like I get my dogs a 4-piece chicken nugget from McDonald's.
Aw, that's sweet. One time I gave my dog a chicken nugget and it was too hot and he threw up.
Ew.
Because of the grease.
I guess Cosmo threw up like a bunch of Tostitos, like little pizza pockets. Because Matt gives him a bunch. He threw them up.
Oh, he gave them to him?
Well, okay. This is what pisses me off about Matt. Is, like, you know how, like, you have a chicken nugget and you cut it in smaller pieces to give the dog?
I don't do that.
Matt gives...
I just give them a whole chicken nugget.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Even the Chihuahua.
No!
One time... Let me tell you, one time, poor Jackson, my pit, who's passed away, rest in peace, my Jackson, I loved him. It was his birthday, and Ian's like, we're going to get him a cheeseburger. And I'm like, okay. So I give him a whole cheeseburger like a moron,
Throws it up.
Jackson. No, he started choking. He started choking. And isn't it fate that I had been on Twitter, of all places? I hate Twitter. I don't ever go on Twitter. But I had been on Twitter, of all places.
You learned the doggy Heimlich
maneuver?
And
I learned the doggy Heimlich maneuver. No, you flip them upside down and you, like, pump on them. You flip them upside down, put their back legs between your armpits so they're upside down.
Yeah.
And then you press on their side.
Yeah.
It worked instantly. I think I had literally looked at the doggy Heimlich maneuver, like... what, maybe a few hours before he choked. That was God.
Oh my God.
God was like, she's gonna be so stupid and she's gonna feed this poor dog a whole cheeseburger. He's gonna choke to death, so I better show her how to do this. But you know what's so odd is, like, why did that kick in? Like, I'm
just
not one of these
instincts.
People that get scared and don't do something. I do everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, get out of the way. I should have been like a doctor.
Everybody move.
I should have been an OR surgeon. Back off. I can save him. Like, I'm like Wonder Woman. And really, I'm not.
I'll just open up their jaws, too, and just stick my hand down their throat.
Oh, no. This was, like, in there. Because he was, like, a hoggy guy. And all the other dogs were. It was like the stupidest thing a human could do. Like, I had three other dogs around him. He's hoggy. It was his birthday. I'm like, happy birthday, like an idiot, and gave him this whole cheeseburger. Like, so stupid. Then he had cake after.
Then he had cake.
Because I felt so bad I made him choke on his birthday burger.
Oh, my God.
It was his first birthday. He almost choked to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then he got cancer. He died of colon cancer.
Oh, my God. That's
on his birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Maybe it was the cheeseburger.
Maybe. He was born on his birthday and he died on his birthday.
That's weird. Everybody's born. That's so weird.
Isn't that odd? August or April 1st. April Fool's Day. April 1st.
Wow, that's really weird. Yeah,
he was only 6 years old. He was a Staffordshire Terrier pit.
That's
little pity.
Terrible.
He was so tiny, but he was like a little beefcake. Mm-hmm. He had a tail, though.
Oh, my God.
Which was horrible. Hurt. Hurt yeah, so bad.
Their tails hurt.
Yep, but I loved him. One of my favoriteest dogs ever. He was so vindictive when we got him as a puppy. If you told him no or if you spanked him on his ass, like if he, like, say, potty in the house, you spank him on his butt, throw him outside or whatever, you know, people are going to be like, you spank your dog. But, yeah, I did. He would run as fast as he could to my back office and shit on the top of my couch. That's what he did.
That's hilarious. That's so petty. Like,
and then he would stare at you. He would like walk out smug as a bed bug. Like, look at me. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, mm-hmm. I just shit on your couch.
Look at that mountain on your couch.
Yeah. go clean my shit, bitch. That's like literally what he did.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Evil dog. But then he ended up being the best dog ever once he calmed down.
They are really good dogs.
They are. All right, world. We're at 555. We're going to call. Oh, my God. I'm going to choke to death now. We're going to call it because we're hot. We're tired. We did lessons. It's already like 6 o'clock. Jen's got to go jump in a pond to get her sweat off her.
Yep.
Get the stank off.
Get the stank off.
I stink. I can smell myself like right now.
Is it BO stink? Do you smell like an
onion
sub? No, I smell
like horse.
Oh.
I don't really get the BO smell.
You ever smell something that just smells like an onion sub?
Yes.
Terrible.
Ew. Oh,
makes
my God.
You sick to your stomach. Smells like they
last
eat a bunch
night,
of oil.
Last night, the kitchen smelled like fish. It was the most disgusting thing.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Ugh.
All right, world. Thank you. We love you. We're growing every week. Keep commenting. I get so many messages in the inbox, and I appreciate it more than anybody knows. And if I missed yours, I'm sorry. We'll get to them. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.